We're going to discuss today the how much you need to write in order to be chayav. What's the shir of the chayav? The past two shir we discussed what the hagdara of kosev is. What is it? What constitutes a type of writing? Do you have to write a word? Do you have to just write letters? That's what we discussed the last two shirim. So today we're going to discuss how much exactly do you have to write. We'll just read parts of the Gemara and parts of the Mishnah. Then we'll try to figure out what's going on. Mishnah says, "Hakosu shnei osios behelam echad chayev." You have to write two letters. The Mishnah that we saw before also says, "Hakosu shnei osios." It seems to be that you have to write two letters. That's what it seems like. Then the Mishnah goes on. I'm skipping a little bit. Kosav os acha samoch luksav. If you write one letter next to another letter. In all these cases, you're pater. So we see that if you write one letter next to another letter, you're pater. So far, that would tell me that I have to write two letters, and then they have to write two letters. If I just write one letter, even though it's next to another letter, I will still be pater.
The first letter was already existing.
Correct. And if I have kavanah to write a ches, and I end up writing two zayin, I'm also pater for that. We'll see that in the Gemara. Kosov os achas no trikon. Let's say I just write one letter, and it's no trikon, an abbreviation for something for a word. Rabbi Yishuv ben Besir mechayev a chacham potrin. So all within the chachamim, ignoring Rabbi Yishuv ben Besir for now, it seems from the Mishnah that for the chachamim you always need to write two letters. Whether that letter, even in a case where that letter is next to another letter, and then that would make up something, or that letter really represents something more than just that letter, represents a word. So then you would still be pater. Actually, in Enda, you have to write two letters. That's what it seemed like from the Mishnah alone. So once we get into the Gemara, things start to change. Already from the Mishnah, you see Rabbi Yishuv ben Besira. You have to ask, what does Rabbi Yishuv ben Besira hold? He holds that no trik on your chayev. So apparently, to just write one letter, Rabbi Yishuv ben Besira holds that you are chayev. That's different than what we've understood until now within the Chachamim. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yishuv ben Besira? Then we come on to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara. By Kosovo Uzaka, Samuel Kusav, if you write one letter next to another letter, Mantano, who's the author of this Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Rahuna, Delok Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Akas al Arig Chayev. Rabbi Eliezer holds that against the Shita in the Mishnah, that if you write one letter next to another letter, you are chayev. So we see from Rabbi Eliezer also that just writing one letter, you will be chayev for that as well. As long as it's next to another letter, as long as you just write one letter, you're also chayev for that. Against the Shita and the Mishnah. Yeah.
Since we're learning that, see Rabbi Eliezer with Mechayev, you can make one stitch. Mechayev, somebody makes one stitch. So wouldn't you be chayev for a letter even if it was not next to another letter?
What are we learning out from one stitch? Is that what you're asking?
Are we being medayik with the fact that he says you're chayev for one?
No, so Rashi already explains that the one stitch that you're creating is already, it's not on its own in a vacuum. It's when there's already something there that you're adding to it. So then that's within Rabbi Eliezer. But then already, within the Mishnah, it seems that writing one letter you'll also be chayev for. If you go later in the Gemara, says Tana Kosov Os Achas Vishlima L'Sefer. If you write one letter and that completes the Sefer, so then you'll be chayav for that as well. So we see from here, besides for Rabbi Eliezer, besides for Rabbi Yeshua, we see that you are chayav even if you just write one letter. Let's see. Oh, doesn't say. Don Brayson. I mean, that's what the Gemara discusses. The Gemara first says it's Rabbi Eliezer, and then the Gemara says even the Rabbanon, Lahashim Shani, to complete it is different. Even the Rabbanon. Then, the Gemara also says that even if you don't write two letters, even if you don't write one letter, you just write, you erase. And through erasing, you create two letters, so then you'll be chayav for that as well. That's what happens in the end of the Gemara. Where it says, Shir magia usachas, kikon shenotlu v'gogol shachas v'aso shnei zainin. If you take the top of it, the ches is really two zions that are connected. So if you erase that part of the ches, so then the end result is you have two zions. So you'd be chayav for that as well. So from the Mishnah alone, I would have just said that pshat l'chacham is that you always have to have the totzah, the end result of two letters. I didn't see anything in the Gemara. That's what I would have thought from the shito of the chachamim. So we see from the Gemara, from various cases, that you just have to, even if you just write one letter, you'll be chayav for that. If it's lahashlam, if it's just the sefer, if it's just erasing something where in the end the result is two letters, you'll be chayav for that as well. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where they hold, Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseiro, where they hold that even if you just write one letter for a notrikon, so you'll be chayav for that. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if it's just next, even if it's not to be mashlam, but it's just next to another letter, you'll be chayav for that as well.
When you're being mashlam and sefer, you're chayav because of sefer or because
Yeah. How do you know that from the Gemara? Yeah, in the end, Rashi says, "V'halei kikosiv os achas." I mean, that's
really.
Okay, so it's not a Pasha says from that Rashi is kosiv. It's not mukhrach. Pasha says from that Rashi that it's kosiv. I'm pretty sure it's kosiv. Fine. So what's exactly going on here? Do you have to write two letters? Do you have to write one letter? So let's back up. Where is Kosev found in the Mishkan? The Rambam tells us that Kosev is found in the Mishkan with regards to the Krushim. The Krushim, they would write Aleph. This for Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yod, Yud, Aleph. So you would have all these different letters. So where do they get the shear of two osios from? By the Krushim, they wrote Aleph and Beis. If the source is coming from the Mishkan, so then I should be chayv even for one letter. Because I write one letter on the first board, I write Aleph through test. I write just one letter. Only once I get to double digits do I start writing two letters. So if it's all, everything's being lifted up in the Mishkan, so I should be chayv even for one letter.
Well, can you say that you can't make do with something with just one letter? Because in order to do it properly, you need to have the two pieces put them together. So maybe that's what it's talking about. It's actually putting the two pieces together that is
the Aleph and the Beis and putting them together.
Yeah.
So I'm putting all the Krushim together. So it should be Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey.
No, you just write
each two. You need to put.
Right.
Why are you limiting it?
The Benzugo.
The Benzugo.
But with its match.
Yeah.
Didn't we see in the Ram that he actually said like that is how they would do it? They do Zion and Pet, and then Pet.
Yeah. The problem is that the way the Ram explains is that we have two because he says we see once you get to Yud Aleph, we have two. Yud Aleph. That's what the Ram says.
The Ram is almost matched with when you do a single letter separation and you do two letters.
It's what?
It sounds like the single letter is Roshem and the double letter is
Yeah, that's what it sounds like a little bit. It sounds like that a little bit, yeah. And then he says, because he says that once you get to Yud Aleph, so then that's Kosev. It does sound like that a little bit. So there could be different answers to the one that I'm going to be suggesting. But even with just writing one letter by the Mishkan, perhaps really the Chiv is not two letters. You're not tied for two letters. The chiyuv is really for one letter. But you're only chayiv for one letter if it's a maisa chashuv. If it's chashuv, so then you're chayiv for that one letter. Just like in the Mishkan, if you wrote one letter, that's chashuv for that board, and you'll be chayiv for that. So one letter does have a certain amount of chashivas to it. But that's only sometimes. It's not all the time. If that one letter represents something, or within a certain context, it's a davar chashuv, so then you'll be chayiv for that. But if on its own it's not chashuv, so then it has to relate to something else in order for it to be chashuv. It's the comparison, or it's the creation of you see different letters, you see some sort of structure going on here, so then that's what is mechayev you. Or if you hold that you need a word, so then you have to create some sort of word, and that's what's mechayev you, that's what makes it chashuv. But the shir is not about two letters, the shir is really about chashivas, and that can play out differently in different circumstances. Sometimes it could be one letter, and sometimes it could be two letters. But it's not true that the shear for Kosev is two letters. It depends on the circumstance. So that's how you could explain all these different cases. with regards to no trikon, if you go back to no trikon, so then that one letter really represents something larger than it. It represents, it's symbolizing something. So that's machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Shuvah Maseiros. What's that machlokas? So the chorla, that machlokas is whether we view that as something which is chashiv or not. It's you have the no trikon, it represents something. So is this enough of a chashivas in order to be chayv for that? So that's how we're going to explain all these cases. Lahasr shiny, whether it's to complete a sefer. So now that you're completing a sefer, so now it's it turns into something which is more chashiv. So, yeah. So just in terms of a sefer, so we saw, you see from Rashi, if you saw Rashi, the Shlimul sefer, he says, Osa chronah shel achas mechav dal tzvarim. It's to be mashim a sefer of any of the chav dal tzvarim of Tanakh. So the, without Rashi, it would have just thought a sefer is any sefer. And the Rambam, also, when he discusses a sefer, he doesn't specify that it has to be coming from Tanakh. He says, "Kosev os achas v'hishlan ba'as a sefer chayev." This is in Yeralef test in the Rambam. He says, "Just writing a sefer, you'll be chayev for that." He doesn't specify that it has to be from Chav Dalet Tzvar of Tanakh. So this is just with regards to sefer. So the Minchas Chinuch explains what's the machlokes here between Rashi and the Rambam. Why is it that Rashi specifically requires it to be part of Tanakh, and the Rambam says it can be any sefer? So he says, Minchas Chinuch essentially says, and in terms of being mashma sefer, there's no concept of a hashlama of a sefer. When it comes to Tanakh, so you know exactly, there's a rule exactly of how much has to be written. And once you write that, so then you finished it, you've completed it. But when it comes to any other sefer, so then who said that the last sentence that I write, the last letter that I write, that is defined as the end of the sefer? Maybe I could write another sentence, or maybe I could have taken that sentence out. So who says that that's the end of the sentence? That's the end of the sefer. So since that's not objectively defined as the end of the sefer, the only time you can have something which is objectively defined as the end of the sefer is when I have Tanakh. So Tanakh tells us this is exactly how the sefer has to be written. So then I'll be chayav for that. But if I don't objectively have something which is defined as a sefer, so then according to Rashi, this is only according to Rashi, so then that's not defined as a completion. Because it's not objectively a completion, I could always take away from it, I could add to it. Do you both want to answer your question at the same time?
So I get that shot if I'm writing a book. Right? So I want to write a book, and I finish the last sentence, but perhaps...
You know, you're saying, but if you're copying a different book, so then you know exactly what you're writing. So I hear, but that's even subjective, because what's the chalos, what's the end chalos to writing that book? You have not created something. By Chav Dalet Tzvar, you've created a sefer which has Kedusha to it. So there's a chalos to it. But
that's like Kedusha, a whole different spark.
No. But the point is, so I know now that I'm completing this objectively. There's something going on here by completing the sefer. I've now, objectively, based on the Torah's Hagdara, I've created something. When I copy somebody else's sefer, so that's all subjective. I wanna write what this other person wrote. I wanna just copy it. It's up to me whether I want to add another sentence or take it out. That's completely up to me. It's up to me to decide that I want to write exactly the same exact structure as what was written previously. But that's all up to me. I could leave out the last sentence, or I could add on another sentence. It's up to me to decide that. But when it comes to Tanakh, so it's worth telling me that this is exactly how it's to be written for the shame Tanakh to be to
well, then
exist.
They're not copying his sefer, then it's just a comment. Then it's just your comment on his sefer, which you could also write on Tanakh.
But my point is that you're the one that's deciding that this is how I'm finishing the sefer.
Yeah, if you decide also to comment on Tanakh.
If we used to do that in Sefer Torah, people used to write notes in the margins. The Raj was a true voice, it's not a good thing to do. But the mice of people used to add on to Sefer Torah.
Yeah, but still, once
you haven't, and you're adding to that above and beyond the chalos that was created.
Yeah,
what's your question?
Is an alternative shot, Rashi, because by Sefer Tanakh,
well, and therefore what?
And therefore it's a significant, it's very chashuv because you're removing an Esser. Rashi came by Sefer Hamlet.
You're saying instead of coming from the Kedusha of the Tanakh, you're saying because there's an Esser not to have it.
Right.
Because of the Esser, that's what creates it to be, that's what makes it to be chashuv. Okay. I hear that also. Okay, so this whole idea about it being chashiv, the shear is really about chashivas. It's not a shear of two osios or one os. It's just about it being chashiv. So that's also going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Mishnah, and he holds that if you just have another letter there, and then you're writing another letter on Shabbos, you're just writing one letter next to the pre-existing letter, then you'd be chayav for that as well. Because through the writing of one letter, you have now created a davar chashiv, because in the end of the day, with this other letter, you have now have this. You could compare the new letter to the previously existing letter. Now, the author of our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, would argue and say that no, that you have to create in its entirety this context of chashivas. It's not enough to have a letter be right next to another letter, that pre-existing letter. You have to create that whole context of chashivas, and so therefore, it's not enough for you just to write that one single letter. Fine. So that's going to explain this whole thing. So let's just, in terms of psak, we'll discuss psak and then one other small issue. The Magid Avram in Shin Mem Zion passings like the Chacham throughout. The Chacham against Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham against Rishuv Ben Beseira. He says, Kasav Os Achas, I'm in the middle of Zion, Kasav Os Achas Samach Leksav, then you're Pater. And also, kasa no trikon os achas, then you will be putter. Both those cases, so basically, essentially, we pass in lecha chachamim, both against Rabbi Eliezer and against Rishu ben Bezerah.
And the chicken place, what was that? And the chicken os achas is putter?
Correct.
Why should that be putter?
But, why isn't it mutter? What are you asking?
Yeah.
Chacham say putter.
Yeah. And what was the other case?
And also, Kasav Os Achas next to another Os. That's the case of Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer argues, and he says that if you just write one letter next to a pre-existing letter, so he says there that Rabbi Eliezer holds your Chayiv, and Chacham holds your Pater. So we pass like the Chachamim in both of those cases, where you have Machloka. Both in the case where you're writing a letter next to another letter, and in the case of another Trikon, where that one letter represents a word, so both of those cases we'll pass like the Chacham to say that you're Pater.
What's as far as Chacham by the Trikon Os Achas?
To say that you're Pater?
Yeah, I would think just by that sentence you should be chayav. There's a lot of chashivas to it. You're saying a whole word in one letter. It's like being
mashal b'seif. So I assume that part of it is the fact that the chacham hold that it's not just about the chashivas that's created, but it's also about the two letters in comparison to each other. You have to have
so
specifically.
Yeah,
but mashal b'seifer is also.
Yeah.
That is that one letter in comparison to the rest of the sefer. It's connecting that to the sefer. So it has to be that you have to have two letters being connected. Meaning it's not like they're not going to say like Rabbi Eliezer to say that just if you have a pre-existing letter, but if it's being mashed from the sefer. So I guess it's not just purely about the context.
Why does that make sense in Svara? Why should there have to be two letters next to each other? Who cares? Why does that give more chashivas or whatever?
So unless it's being mashal m'sefer, which gives a certain amount of chashivas, unless you have that, so then one letter alone is not chashiv, even if it represents something, it's not chashiv, apparently, for the chachamim. It's specifically when I've now identified this as a language. I assume that's what the idea is. It's identifying it as a language. It's only being identified as a language when I have the two letters next to each other.
I'm sorry. I really apologize, but I have a lot of people inside, and they're seeing us. Can I just have a few of your chairs? At least they can sit down somewhere.
Absolutely, sure.
I'm very happy to say we had a nice overflow breakfast. I did not expect this. And I apologize.
Can we barter some cake out of this deal?
Cake, I'll send you.
Ooh.
I'm not so sure I can give you.
While everyone's giving chairs, the whole thing.
One second.
Such a classic white.
Okay, so just to finish off, I think we're probably gonna finish early. The Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses this, he also paskins the same way as the Magen Avraham, and he has a line here which also implies what we've been saying until now. He says, "If in bezeh ha'os hishlam is a sefer chayev, the rabbanon agree that if you're mashlam the sefer chayev, why? The alhani mice of tuva, because you accomplished a lot. Who cares? What does it mean? Accomplished a lot. The point is that through that one act of bringing that single letter, you have made it more chashev. It has a higher level of chashivus. He has before this, the Mishnah Berurah, this is the last point that I want to mention. He says, in a kosev chayev chatasat shechlo shtei osios. You only chayev if you write two letters. Avim kosev os achas, if you write one letter. Afilo haisek gedol kishtayim pater mechatos. Even if it's as big as two letters, it doesn't make a difference. It's not about its size, but it's about its chashivus. It's about how chashev it is. So even if you write one letter, which is the size of two letters, you'll still be pater, because, or you'll be pater mechatas, because you didn't write two letters. It doesn't have the chashivus of two letters, even though it's the size of two letters. But then the Mishnah Berurah goes on. It says, in this case where you just write one letter, some case where you write one letter, it's not next to anything, it's in a vacuum. He says, and mikom makom iso deraisa ikka, afilu bo'os achas. So you'll still have an iso deraisa based on the principle of chatzi shir. There's a concept of chatzi shir, that you have an iso deraisa for chatzi shir, that if you have accomplished a malacha, but you haven't fulfilled the entire shir, so then there's a concept of chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is aser, it's a machlokas, it's an iso deraisa. So, without getting into too much detail, there's a concept which is brought down with regards to Shabbos of chatzi malacha. Not chatzi shir, but chatzi malacha. Which is an idea that in certain malachos, if you perform only part of the shir, then it's as if you really haven't performed the malacha. It's a chatzi malacha. It's not like you've done part of the shir of the malacha, that you've done a malacha and you've only done part of it, but it's that you've only done part of the malacha itself. I think we had this by, I think we discussed this a little bit by Boer, by Gregarious, yeah, by Ayin Dal, that if Gregarious, it's not even Lebes HaOtzer anymore. The whole malacha of Boer is defined as being that you're storing it Lebes HaOtzer, when you have a Gregarious, so it's or less than a Gregarious, so then that we don't say, I think Tosus has this on Ayin Dal, we don't say that you're doing chatzi shir. It's that because you've done less than the shir, so then it's just not quantitatively different, but it's qualitatively different. That you've done something entirely differently than the malacha itself.
It's like, Akira without hanafa.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. If you're writing something that's not matzniya, then nobody would store away. No, that's
so, then that's not even an issur d'oraisa, that doesn't have chatzi shir?
I don't know.
Anyway, so over here, so Mishnah Berurah says that it's a chatzi shir, not a chatzi malacha. For chatzi malacha, it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. He calls it a chatzi shir. So I just wasn't sure. Is this really a chatzi shir, or is this chatzi malacha? Because what's going on over here? You're writing, the gedder of the malacha is about chashivas. That's the gedder of the malacha. You have to, it's not just the gedder of the shir. The gedder of the malacha itself is about chashivas. Haraya is that if you write one letter, in certain places, you'll be chayev, because it's all about chashivas. It's not about a shear. The two osios is not the shear. When we started at the very beginning, we assumed that two osios was the shear in order to be chayav for kosei. But then from the various cases that we had, we saw that it's not even the shear. The shear could be one os. It doesn't make a difference how much you write. What we care about is the fact that it's chasha. So what happens if you have a case where you write one letter and now it's no longer chasha? So I don't know why should that be an issur d'oraisa? Why should that be chatzi shir? That should really be chatzi malacha, because part of the gedder of the malacha is about it being chashev. That's the gedder of the malacha. It's about it being chashev. The shir shtei osios is not the shir. It's not like you have to write two osios and one is half of what has to be written. We said that one osio you could also be chayev for. It's really the whole thing is just about chashivos. So once everything is about chashivos, so if I do half of a chashivos, that's not chashev. That's not half of something which is chashev. It's not like you've done half the shir. It's not like you've done something which is chashev, but just half of it. It's not chashev in its entirety. It's just, we don't view this as something which is chashev. So maybe we should view this as chatzi malacha. It's clear, the Mishnah Berurah did not understand this way. The Mishnah Berurah thought that just writing one letter is called chatzi shir, not chatzi malacha. So for him, for some reason, just writing one letter is, I guess, it's chashuv, but it's not chashuv enough. You'd have to say that there's a certain amount of chashivas, but it's just not chashuv enough. And so therefore, that's why it's chatzi shir as opposed to chatzi melacha. It's not like we don't view it as chashuv at all. It is chashuv unto itself, but it's not the entire level of chashivas.
Haven't we seen in all the other cases that, like, with one letter, though, that they all are chashuv because they're somehow related to two letters? Or is the case where we saw that one letter on its own?
The trikon, according to Rabbi Yeshua. We don't pass like that, but...
it's like, some level of chashivas is just not enough chashivas.
No, but even so, I mean, that's still, it's like a no trikon because it's like to create, like, an even larger word. It's like, it's not like, this is like, it's not difficult to say that it's because for him, that's as if you're, like, you know, like, writing one letter.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
So, like, in all the different examples that we've seen, they really, like, one letter, it's, like, maybe that'll, like, the get of the shear still is not a matter of being chashuv, but it's about reaching two letters, but it's just that in all these examples that we've done, we've actually been able to reach two letters, at least conceptually.
We've reached two letters.
Like, all examples have been that you've, like, no one's ever said that one letter on its own, if it's, like, for some reason, some especially important letter just on its own right, without no, you know, added letters. We've never seen anyone say that, like, even that would be high, except for really,
no, Eliezer also says it has to be connected to something else.
Really? I thought he was just... Oh, okay, fine. So that made sense. But yeah, that even just adds my point.
Wait. Then the result, you have to have two letters?
Yeah. I mean, like, even if it's just writing...
I don't know. I think it's discussed by Notrikon is, like, Aleph represents one. So... you tell me that's like echad, that it's three letters?
The example I was thinking of is that, like, if you have, like, a resh, and then Rashi says you have to have some sort of, like, singular on top, so it's like, if the resh will see, it's like Rebbe, it's like, that's, you've already got two letters in there.
I don't know.
What if he wrote a single letter next to a word, and it would be clear to a person that, like, for example, what if you wrote, you were talking about Tuma, and you wrote the Aleph before Tuma, and everyone knows now that when they read it that you mean Abba Tuma. Right, like, you know, you just left out the bays for some reason. So, like, maybe that Aleph now would have the chashivas of, like, a full word, because, like, whenever people read it, they figure out, oh, you mean Avatu.
Same thing with the tarpon, you could write before, you know.
You're saying that the trikon is as if you wrote everything.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying that it on its own is chashiv, it's as if you've written everything.
If you're talking about chashivas, right, so, like, you make the chakira, is it that this letter only is chashivas with another letter, or is it that it's like chetzi chashivas?
I don't know. Even with what you're saying, it's as if you've written two letters. So, what's that idea? It's as if you've written two letters. The point is, as if you've written two letters, makes it as if it's chashiv. We mean it's as if. The whole idea of as if you've written two letters is essentially an idea that it's now chashiv on its own.
Does a letter only get chashivas at all once it's paired with another letter, or does a letter have half chashivas?
No, so that's what we have to say. So that's what we have to say for the Mishnah Berurah, that it has a certain letter. It's not like it has no chashivas whatsoever. It has chashivas, but not to the degree that we need in order to be chayiv. That's what you have to say for the Mishnah Berurah. It has chashivas, but not to the level that you need. Don't view it as though it has no chashivas whatsoever. I think that's how you have to explain the Mishnah Berurah. I was just pointing out that you could explain otherwise. You could have thought otherwise.
See, I don't know.
Okay.
Verna.